Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. Jesus is speaking. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God.
God is love. Many people have heard that statement, but not everyone really understands its meaning. John 3, verse 16 tells us, "Because the Heavenly Father deeply loves us, he sent his Son in human flesh to live on earth and to offer us salvation by dying." This is no shallow love. But some people question Jesus' sacrifice, thinking, certainly the Lord could have come up with a different way to offer salvation. He's God, so shouldn't he be able to do all things? They fail to consider two of his unchangeable attributes. First, God is holy by nature. This means he cannot look upon sin with approval. Second, he is just. As a result, all sin, without exception, is subject to the penalty of eternal death, eternal separation from God. We all fall short of God's perfect holiness, but our Heavenly Father desires an everlasting relationship with us, so he provided the solution by sending his Son Jesus here to live as a man and then sacrificially die on the cross to suffer the penalty we deserved. This is the ultimate expression of love. As 1 John 4, verse 10 states, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Have you received God's free gift of salvation? How are you choosing to respond to his amazing love?